B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Today is May 4th. Which means...
you must face Darth Vader again.
It's Star Wars Day!
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
May 4th.
It's Star Wars.
Hey guys, happy Star Wars Day.
Okay, my friends.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, see that? I knew... that Brian was going to go Star Wars with us today.
Yes.
And the fan that he is. It's May 4th, so you're going to see that all over your social media.
Wow, that's a hat.
Wow, Brian. It's not a stormtrooper. What is it?
No, this is the Mandalorian.
Oh, it's a Mandalorian. It's new. It's an upgrade.
This is the way.
That is awesome. He's got the helmet.
Thankfully.
Wow.
Oh, it has
a flashlight.
Oh, man.
Really nerdy neighbor who actually just bought this.
And he let you borrow it?
I said, hey, John, can I borrow that for a minute?
That is funny. It's an actual Mandalorian helmet.
The Mandalorian
with
helmet.
With lights on it.
With lights.
Yeah, man.
Really, yeah. So
that's
there's nerdier people than me.
Yeah, well.
And John Capoli, my neighbor, is one of them.
Remember John?
Wow.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So thank you. So May the 4th, are you going to see that everywhere? May the 4th, that's fun. But it's not just May. There's a lot of other stuff.
Really?
You know what else happened on this day 53 years ago?
What?
1968, the Big Mac debuted today.
Oh, jeez, that's worth celebrating.
Huh?
And now we have a Big Mac at Foxborough.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Mac Jones. I like that. 62 years ago, the first Grammy Awards were held on May the 4th. Would you like to know the winners?
Okay.
Record of the year was... Volare. Remember Volare?
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, Volare.
Who sang it?
That was by Domenico Modugno.
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
Dean Martin.
That's who we better... He did a better job,
yeah,
better cover.
Did.
Best country performance. See if you know this. Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio.
Okay,
Hang
no.
down your head, Tom
yeah,
Dooley.
That's it. Hang down.
Oh my God, your mom listened to some serious albums.
That's it.
I don't know that one.
Brian,
got
for the
Neil
win.
Sedaka in there.
Best R&B performance.
Oh my God,
this is considered R&B. Tequila by the Champs.
Okay,
oh, that's a classic.
No, I know
right?
that song.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah,
that was R&B by the Champs. That's
well, look
funny.
At that.
And Chipmunk's song for the best recording for children was the Chipmunks. There you go.
And not surprising.
57 years ago, that's the last one. Another World debut. Remember the soap opera?
Oh, yeah.
Another World.
I never watched Another World with my mom. It was Days of Our Lives.
But it rolled into Another World because it was both
it?
NBC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah.
Guess what? I know what you did after school.
Oh, yeah. When I was at Nana's, that was
yeah.
on.
Stories are on.
Yes. You know what? Don't sleep on Another World.
Really?
My Nana would make me, after school, tuna sandwiches. You know, and she always put butter even on her tuna. She said, son, I'm cheating you if I don't put butter on your sandwich.
But
don't
true.
Cheat me, Nana.
Yeah, don't treat me right.
I'm watching you, Nana. Butter both sides.
Another World.
Yeah, Another World. Deep dive into that. You'll be amazed how many stars were on Another World. Okay, the police are coming at you today. They'll be rolling in at 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Okay, the police. But please, don't dial 911.
Okay.
No. Dial 45911. That's where you win money.
Oh, there
for your
you go.
80s artist of the day.
Brad Pitt was on Another
All
World.
Right, we're moving on.
Okay.
Deep dive.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot.
80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Tuesday in Boston. And LBF will give you the latest on the weather. Is it going to rain all day? We'll find out. Plus, I'll tell you who to listen to for your chance at $500 a little bit later on. Okay.
All right. It's 49 degrees and raining in Boston. This is brought to you by the Jimmy Fund. The state has decided to close 4 coronavirus mass vaccination sites across Massachusetts next month. The Heinz, Gillette, the Doubletree in Danvers, and the Natick Mall. The mass vaccination clinics at Reggie Lewis Center in Boston and Circuit City in Dartmouth will remain open. A free vacation at sea for teachers. Norwegian Cruise Line is celebrating this Teacher Appreciation Week by giving away free cruises. Nominations will be accepted through June 4th. The top 100 teachers who receive the most votes will win a spot on a cruise in 2023. Get a COVID vaccine, get a free beer. That's the new program in New Jersey. 12 breweries will serve up a free cold one to those who get their first shot this month. And Bill and Melinda Gates are calling it quits. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates says, "We no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives." The billionaire couple have been together.
Who said that? Did Bill or Melinda say that?
Bill. The billionaire couple has been together for 27 years and have three children. Bums me out.
They stopped growing.
Right? I guess, but I always get sad when people break up. I really do. I'm like in it for the love.
Yeah. Well, they're going to open the floodgates on this one.
Everyone's like, you know, adding the Bill and Melinda. Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, okay.
In sports, the Bruins clinched a playoff spot for the fifth consecutive year after scoring a 3-0 victory against the New Jersey Devils. The Red Sox return home after a six-game road trip for a quick three-game series with the Detroit Tigers later tonight, and the Celtics head to Orlando to face the Magic tomorrow. Weather today, cloudy, rain this morning, and a high of 52.
Okay, thank you, LBF. Brian, we're going to play him at 8 o'clock for your first chance, $500, then the even hours all day long.
More 80s, more variety. You are locked into the commercial-free spring on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. Lately, I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Hey, check out Macy's Backstage today for great deals on Mother's Day gifts, like beauty essentials. You want that right, LBF?
What?
Yeah, beauty essentials, just $9.99 and under, plus jewelry and more at $29.99 and under. Get low prices at Macy's Backstage.
Okay.
Off price, on trend, arriving down. I'm just throwing some ideas out for Dave, you know, that's all.
Yep.
Yeah. Beauty essentials.
Okay, what are you trying to say, Bob?
I didn't say.
You're a mother.
You're a mother.
Go ahead. Okay, what's cool, LBF?
Well,
yeah.
If you're hungry and you like a giant, juicy steak when you go out to dinner,
yeah,
you should be worried.
Yeah,
there's a trend afoot.
I don't like it.
And it's good for the world, but it's bad for Bob.
Yes, it is. And what's bad for Bob?
It's not.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but no, I don't like it. We'll talk about that coming up. Okay, Brian Bell, what's cool?
It is May the 4th, Star Wars Day, and there's some cool, brand new stuff that's been released on Disney Plus for all of us Star Wars nerds.
There it is. And today is May the 4th, as you will probably tell us, Brian, but it's also the day the Big Mac debuted across the country, the Mac Daddy of hamburgers, the Big Mac. I got some Big Mac fun facts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Coming up. Okay, LBF.
All right, I have the anti-Big Mac fun facts, okay, because I was reading the internet yesterday. I don't know which website, but I read that 11 Madison Park in Midtown in New York City, it's the city's best, most expensive, exclusive restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's like Danny Meyer owns it. If you're in the restaurant biz, it's like the place. Anyway, it's decided that it's going to go completely plant-based when it reopens next month, becoming one of the most high-profile restaurants to do so. They're only going to serve a plant-based menu. They don't use any animal products because it's a trend in the food industry. They're going to transition to more sustainable ingredients and food practices. They say that beef's production creates large quantities of greenhouse gas emissions and thus impacts climate change. And funny, fun fact, but Epicurious, .com, a well-known online food publication, they're going to stop publishing new recipes that include beef.
Well, look, it's a problem. Okay, and here's one of the biggest problems people don't think about when they want to, you know, cut back on meat and cows. Where do they think the manure comes from for all your plants?
I don't know.
You can't grow plants without fertilizer.
Yeah, but you can make fertilizer.
Not like
If you can make a clone sheep, then you can make a clone piece of manure.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, anyway, a fun fact about 11 Madison Park.
Yeah, okay.
It's featured in tons of movies, including the end of the movie Something's Gotta Give with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton, and the scene in Sex and the City where Big tells Carrie he's marrying Natasha and she storms out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. But you need manure for soil to replenish.
We get a lot here.
You said I fertilize the show?
Yeah, you fertilize the show like nobody's business.
Okay, good. All right, I'm taking that as a warning. It's anyway,
yeah,
Brian,
interesting. Huh?
What do you got?
Oh, big day for us nerds.
I can't believe you didn't walk down the aisle to this song. You love it so much.
Oh, I'm sure Kate loved that idea.
No, you know, my cousin did use the Imperial March as his entrance song.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay,
but,
so
I like the Imperial
March.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can sit around. It's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Mm. And you can sit around watching all the old movies. You can watch them in any order you want. You can watch all the new stuff, The Mandalorian. There's great stuff, but brand spanking new, released overnight as soon as the clock struck midnight Pacific time for May the 4th. Disney Plus, because now that Disney owns it, you're going to get some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Last night they released Star Wars The Bad Batch, which is an animated series following the Bad Batch that you met from the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they also released a Simpsons Star Wars short called Maggie Simpson, The Force Awakens from Its Nap.
Mm.
It's pretty cute. And they also have all these cool new flyovers. You can fly over all the different worlds and through the vehicles. So it's all on Disney Plus just for Star Wars Day.
The Force will be with you.
Yes.
Always.
Thank you. Okay. It may be with you. So today,
praise be to Obi-Wan.
Yes. Thanks be to Obi-Wan. Praise be. Today, 52 years ago, the Big Mac debuted in McDonald's restaurants across the country. Yes, the Mac Daddy of hamburgers. But here's some stuff you didn't know about the Big Mac. It was actually created 5 years earlier, in 1967, by one of the McDonald's franchisees in Pittsburgh. He needed to, compete with the Big Burger that was across the street. So he came up with it. The original name was the Aristocrat.
Of the Big Mac?
Yes.
That's a bad joke.
Yeah, they went with
great
that.
Great joke.
Yeah, they went with the
So, you don't put it on a Happy Meal, that's for sure.
Let's call it something else.
Yes, they did. Then they said, how about the Blue Ribbon Burger? Nope.
No.
But 21-year-old Esther Glickstein Rose, an advertising secretary who worked at McDonald's headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois, said no. It's the Big Mac, and here it is.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Oh, got him!
Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, sesame seed bun. Got it.
You're not American if you can't quote that.
Jeez. Wow.
That's right.
Is that your political slogan?
Yes. I would know you're a foreign spy.
A foreign spy.
I'd be like, okay. All right, miss. Okay. I see you over there.
Oh, my God.
Talk to me about the Big Mac. And you said you start struggling and... two all-beef patties, special.
Oh, my God.
Sauce. I know you're a foreign spy.
Oh, my God.
Huh? I think the CIA should use that.
I think they should, Bob. You're on to something.
Forget about who won the World Series.
Right.
You need to tell me.
I don't know who won the World Series.
Yeah, you're a spy.
Go back to Russia.
You're a foreign spy, that's why. 624 and only 52 today. Yikes. Peter Gabriel going up Salisbury Hill. It's not Salisbury Hill.
It's Salisbury Hill, and there's steaks at the top.
No, there's no steaks up there. No pounded Salisbury steak.
Not if 11 Madison Park has its way.
No, God. I don't even like that story. But you got to tell us the good and the bad.
Yeah.
So Peter Gabriel is not going to be with Genesis when they return. Concerts return to the Garden December 15th, 21.
That's good.
This December, it's so good.
That's a long time. We'll have enough time to get used to humans.
Yes. We don't know anything about the capacity, but we do know this. We got your tickets. So in the 9 o'clock hour all week, we're going to be looking for random caller number 10 when we give you the cue to call. And you'll win two tickets. Phil's going to be there.
Which is stunning to me because he has such medical issues, but...
He does?
Phil Collins?
Yeah,
he's got some stuff going on.
I know his wife threw him out of his house.
In addition to it.
Yeah.
Just to add insult
to
injury.
So he needs the money. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, it's coming back now. I get it. So, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Genesis at the Garden December 15th. Listen from 9 to 10 for your cue to call. Okay, coming up, Dirty Laundry, LBS.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
How much time do you have?
I know, it's a good one.
Well, we really got to talk about Ben Affleck and how he's on the dating apps and how somebody totally just exposed his DM and it's awkward and I felt weird.
Yeah. It, you know, you could just rename it the Ben Affleck news.
I know.
For today, because there's
in
a
the
lot
news
of,
cycle. Oh, thank you, Ben, for all you do for us during this time in our lives. There during you the pandemic. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Keep it up.
He's doing it. He's doing his yeoman's work.
Yes.
To stay in your dirty laundry. 6:30, Brian, how the road?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WR 80s and more. It's Bob LBF and Brian and Loverboy working for the weekend.
Ew.
Arguably your favorite band name ever, Loverboy.
Ew.
That's your word trigger, isn't it?
I don't like the word lover.
I know you don't.
I know people describe like he's my best friend, my husband, my lover, and I want to vomit everywhere. I'm like, don't talk about that part of your relationship. It's we all assume it, but
like I said, trigger word. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Exactly.
Okay, good. I won't use that against you.
All right, we're going to talk about ex-lovers in a minute.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the biggest lover going on right now because
like
Ben
it.
Affleck is trying to get one.
Mm.
Oh, gross. Anyway, yesterday I'm just doing my thing on the interwebs, living my life.
Your best life.
My best life. Life.
Yes.
And this thing pops up on Twitter and it's this girl, this woman who's on Raya, that exclusive, or Raya, that exclusive app. I don't know. It's so exclusive.
I'd never heard
I don't
of
even know how to pronounce
and
it.
And you were talking about it just
I
last
was
week,
just
right?
talking about
That's
it last
funny.
Week. Where
so
it's
who's
like,
it for?
It's
for big celebs,
it's
right?
It's for big celebs, and it's for rich people. It's super exclusive. There's like a 10 million waiting list.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Ben's on it. And this also this girl, Naveen J. And she apparently was approached by Ben Affleck. He slid into her DMs. And yesterday she posted a little TikTok about what he said to her. And she said, thinking of the time I matched with Ben Affleck on Raya and thought it was fake. So I unmatched him and he sent me a video on Instagram. And here's what he had to say.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Let me tell you something. You're suspect. Yeah, you. I don't know what your reputation is in this town, but after you tried to pull today, you can bet I'll be looking into you.
Yeah.
Now, in business we have heretofore, you can speak with my aforementioned attorney. Keep your ear to the grindstone.
Keep your ear to the grindstone.
Okay. Yeah.
Naveen J, the beginning part was the real part. And, okay, so I sent it to Bob, and I sent it to Brian, and I was like, awkward. I feel like he's too old to be doing this. First, the girl, Naveen, who played a sorority girl in the movie Neighbors and is also the author of the love story Crybaby.
Oh, so she's actually a celebrity of sort?
Oh, come on.
Well,
she was a sorority girl in Neighbors. She's gorgeous and young.
Yeah.
And I just feel like
how young
so
is she? Do we know?
Well, she looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
He's in his late 40s.
Right.
He's in his late 40s with three children and an ex-wife. And he's been hitting up an ex-girlfriend all weekend. And then he looked a little like he had hair plugs. I wasn't sure what was happening.
It looked a little bit.
If you look at the video closely.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that he has every right to date. But can we not date the 20-somethings and be sliding into DMs?
Yeah.
And apparently she said she defended herself for posting it. I'm seeing a lot of comments calling him a creep, but I don't feel that's fair. I wasn't making fun of him in the video. I was making fun of myself for thinking he was a catfish and it was supposed to be funny.
Oops.
Oops, indeed. indeed, everybody. Yeah. Oops, indeed.
I'm all right with it.
You're all right with it, huh, Brian?
Brian.
Yeah, go, Ben. Go, Ben, go.
You're not in your late 40s yet, see, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to help you.
How do
Brian.
You nope. feel about it, Bob?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why?
Because he's too old. I just don't. It's a bad look. He's got daughters. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah.
Yeah, icky. I want him to elevate himself. Yeah. I want him to be better. Be best.
Right. Be, live your best life, Ben.
I want him to get back together with J-Lo or Jennifer
yeah,
Garner.
Pick a Jennifer.
Pick a Jennifer.
Pick a Jennifer and go
stay
with
off
it.
The website.
I like it.
I know my wife thinks this is a little bit older, so that, you know, from a few months ago, maybe.
Oh, the video
yeah,
was.
That he looks a little bit.
A little
does that
ragged.
Matter? I mean.
Well, yeah, it wasn't this past weekend when he was over at J-Lo.
Oh,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah, it
so
might
good.
Have been from like
right.
6 months ago.
That's true.
And
he's not
in a worse place.
Yeah. Yes.
Now he's in a good place.
So he's still in, he could still get one of the Jennifers.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
Hey, Witchy Poo from HR Puff and Stuff died last Thursday. Her name was Billie Hayes, and she was 96 years old. I wasn't a big HR Puff and Stuff fan. I just didn't watch it. But anyway, just FYI.
That was a wacky show, if I remember.
Yeah, it was like a big old 70s acid trip.
Yeah, it really was.
For kids.
HR Puff and stuff. And
people loved it,
though. There were weird times.
Yeah.
You don't remember the banana splits.
Oh, I remember the banana splits.
You remember
big
the
time.
Banana splits?
Because that was an acid trip, and I remember
yes, it
being
was.
So excited to be sick.
Yeah.
Because when I was little, I would
How'd
be able to watch
banana. There was a theme to the banana splits.
We're going to have to find
We have to find the banana splits thing.
All right. Before we find that.
The banana splits theme.
Speaking of banana splits, the big split. Melinda and Bill Gates splitting up. It's
bananas?
Really splitting bananas. They're going to be splitting a lot. We're going to talk about that at 7:15.
Yeah.
What they have to
We're
going to
look at their assets.
After 27 years together.
Oh, look what Brian found. Go
what?
Ahead. 27 years.
27 years together.
They're going to banana split.
They're going to banana split.
National Banana Split Day.
Hashtag yummy.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I remember. And then they went down that slide.
Yeah.
The only thing that can make this day better is ice cream.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
That was a 70s trippy show, if there ever was. Right there. Okay, yeah. So let's look at their assets. Bill and Melinda. What they're going to be splitting it.
Oh, my God.
And if their love can't last, whose can?
I don't know.
I mean, a love like that.
But I know that Melinda's going to have a lot of this.
A lot of what?
Fun.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, that's what girls want. I mean.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, now it's 7:16. Yes. Sad news. Yesterday on Twitter, it was announced that Bill and Melinda Gates, after how many years of marriage? 27 years of marriage, cited irreconcilable in, what was the other word they used? Irretrievable differences. And they are finished.
I don't understand how you just can do that.
Well, they got to split up the assets. $137 billion. In assets. They got some mighty fine assets. For instance,
jeez, Bob.
They do.
You know, the sensitivity is like you're not even caring that they're dissolving a marriage of 27 years, all those memories and inside jokes and all those things that now you're that's it.
All right, then let's before we split their assets.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me, LBF, what went wrong? Where'd they go wrong? Where did a love like that die?
Here's what I think. There are a couple of things in a story I just read that kind of pop out at me. Like, maybe Bill Gates is a little bit insensitive.
Oh, yeah?
So when he was trying to decide whether or not to marry her, he had on his bedroom a pros and cons whiteboard in which he would fill in the pros and cons.
Did she get to see that?
She did catch him filling it in.
Oh, my God.
Also, he really spent a lot of time at Microsoft and not with her, especially after the kids were born and she quit the job. Also, he's a little quirky. At their wedding, she said that he was able to very quickly do the math and tell her how to cut the cake so everyone will be served.
Okay.
So there's a little okay.
Yeah. Oh, here's what they're going to split. They're worth $130 billion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their main home is a $125 million lakefront mansion near Seattle. Mm-hmm. It's called Xanadu 2.0.
That's a terrible movie.
It has a 100-seater dining room, a pool with fossils, and a vast library with even a Great Gatsby quote engraved. Mm-hmm. They own a $43 million estate in Del Mar, California, plus a $59 million ranch in Florida and a Wyoming home. They also have private jets and a jaw-dropping art collection, including a $30 million Da Vinci Codex. And the couple have three kids. So there you go. They won't split the kids because they're all over 18. So that's,
I know. The daughter, but oldest daughter said something on Instagram that her family is going through a very challenging time.
I'm sure it is. I'm going to be too light about it. But
you're just thinking about that $2 million Porsche.
Who gets that?
Who gets that, sir?
So what, you're rolling up, okay, on a hot summer day, and you see a beautiful Porsche.
Yep.
And you're expecting, you know, a suave dude behind the wheel.
Yep.
And then you see roll up and it's Bill Gates.
I'd be so psyched.
Are you still psyched?
Yeah, I'm still psyched. It's still Bill Gates.
It's still Bill Gates.
No, listen, I mean, it's so much money. It's mind-boggling. It's almost immoral that how much money that's swirling around this family. Yeah. I know they're giving it all away eventually, but that's for now, it's
but
just...
But he still owns a private island.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
So I'm willing to overlook a whiteboard and the cutting of the cake thing to maybe partake in a 100-seater dinner at some estate and wherever.
You know, so was she for 27 years. And I was like, I'm good.
I think she's good.
I don't know.
So he's really older than she is,
yeah,
right?
She's 56 and he's 65.
Okay.
I just don't understand. Like, they're not this portion of their lives. I just want them to make it work. Can't they? I think that he's been hanging around with that Jeff Bezos for too long.
Yeah.
Because he saw that Jeff got that brajol with the fake boobs.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, let's see.
You think that's where Bill's going to go that way?
They all go there, Bob.
I don't think so.
You don't think
no,
so?
I don't think
I'm going to
so.
Wager a bet with you.
I think he goes nerd.
Nope. I think he goes silicone.
He probably
silicone
needs somebody
valley,
that
knows. Sir.
What a valley.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I'm going to bet you.
I bet no, he's going with a nerd because he's going to need somebody who can relate to him and in those conversations.
Had it. About, she was a nerd.
But maybe she wasn't a super nerd.
She was as super nerd as it gets. I'm telling you, silicone, fake boobs.
This is gonna be fun
lips,
to see. Oh,
yeah,
you're going all out.
Oh yeah.
A Bill Gates with what'd you call her? A brajol.
A brajol. That's
what you
Italian
think.
For piece of meat.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Melinda,
I just can't wait to see what she does.
Well,
I hope she and
now, do you think she'll go super hunky guy?
I think that she and Mackenzie Bezos are gonna get a, like some sort of convertible and just take to the country with money bags and hanging
nice
out and getting Brad Pitts on the side of the road. Stuff like that. Thumb and Louise.
Money does not buy you anything.
It everything. Buys you some stuff.
It buys you.
Buy Bill Gates some silicone.
I still think he's going to go nerd. I really do.
All right, we'll see
we'll
how
see.
It goes.
We're going to see.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, rolling up in his
look
Porsche.
Look at you being
some...
almost like sweet.
Isn't that nice
yeah.
of you? Why do you look so shocked? I don't know why I feel that way. Anyway. 7:22. Maybe he'll go for an uptown girl. Yeah, you think so? Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. 7:25. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 52 today. And periods of rain. It's a funk. It is a funk.
Yeah,
it really is. Because the same thing tomorrow. But it's Tuesday and Wednesday.
I know.
It's not a big deal.
It's fine. It's
we're going to roll through. We're going to keep a shine on this show.
Yeah, we are.
Aren't we?
Sure.
That's what we're doing today. Hey, Tom's on the phone, LBF. He's got a correction to make.
Okay.
About your term. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So what's going on with LBF here?
How much time do you have?
Yeah, well, just a quick one.
She's using her Italian slang a little wrong.
Ah.
When I heard her mention about, she's going to hook up with a brajol.
Mm-hmm.
Brajol, in every terminology I know, is like a man part. You know, that's how it's referred to.
So it's a piece of meat that...
Well, it's true. Very
yes,
true.
It's it's an Italian dish.
Yeah.
But it looks, the way it looks is not womanly. Let's just say that, okay?
And you were saying Bill was going to end up womanly. With a brajol.
Yeah.
But
so I should have said Melinda will end up with a brajol.
Yeah.
But I feel like brajol. I don't know why I use it this way. Somebody in my life called some woman a brajol.
Well, Tom's married to an Italian woman.
So he's right.
I'm sure. Thank you for dropping some wisdom on her today. That's good.
No worries.
Yeah. So now she can retire it.
What, brajol?
Yeah, please.
No. I love it.
Yeah, I know.
And also, it's delicious.
Okay, well, let's go with that.
It's very delicious.
Right? Are we? Yes, exactly. Right. So good.
All right, Tom, thank you for straightening
My
out
pleasure.
LDF. We appreciate that.
My
good
pleasure.
Enough. All right. Earlier in the show, you mentioned H.R. Puffin Stuffs.
Yeah,
what was the
witch's
name?
Died.
The witch. Witchy Poo.
Witchy Poo. Yes, sorry.
And her drinky
poo. Like a drinky poo.
Witchy
Bob
poo.
Loved Witchy Poo.
Because she had a couple of drinky poos, yeah. And she was not nice. But then I thought, I was not much of an H.R. Puffin Stuff guy back in the day, but remember the Banana Splits?
Yes.
And that was a wacky show that Sid and Marty Croft put out. They were interesting cats.
Yes. Anyway, say no to drugs.
Right? So we're like, well, that was a weirdest show on TV. But we couldn't wonder if you remember the theme to the Banana Splits. Well, we have a lady on the phone who does remember.
Oh, good morning.
What's going on?
I heard you guys talking about the Banana Splits earlier. Did you find the theme song yet?
One banana, two banana, three banana, right?
Yeah, I think.
I remember the whole song, or most of it anyway.
Oh, you do?
Wait a minute.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. One banana, two banana, three banana, four bananas make a bunch, but took it many more. Over hill and highway, the banana buggies go, coming out to bring you the Banana Split Show. Making up a mess of fun. What's a fun for everyone? Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I know that part. Everybody knows that. Hey, thank you. There you go. Thank you, caller. Tra-la-la. La 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 la. Okay, Banana Splits.
Good stuff.
I'm in the mood for one.
I know.
Nice. Okay.
Good show, good treat.
Morning Court's coming up. Sally has got a problem here. She just married a guy a while ago, and they're making, you got to make the plans for the, you know, the big nap, right? The big sleep.
Oh, yes.
So they're making plans. No.
Okay.
I'm talking the big
sleep. Yes, the big sleep.
The big sleep. And he's been... He was married before. He thinks they should all be together again and for eternity with the ex or the widow. What would you call her? The former.
She died. Yeah. The deceased wife.
Yes.
Yes.
The decedent.
Departed.
The departed. They're all. He thinks they should all go together and save some money. And why not? Love is love. So Sally's not so cool with that. Okay, so we'll see what Sally's got to say in Morning Court. 10 minutes. All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Sally, a lifetime ROR listener. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Well, you emailed us about your case this morning, and I will say this. It's new to me. I've never heard of this one before.
Okay.
So let's get into it. What's the problem, Sally?
Well, it's become a bit of a problem in my house. I got married about a year ago to a wonderful man I've known for many, many years. And he was widowed about 10 years ago. Anyhow, with everything that's been going on, I mean, we're getting older and COVID and everything got us talking about the whole end of life thing.
Ooh, end of life, yeah.
So, I mentioned burial plots, cremation and everything. And he just said to me, real matter of fact, well, you should be buried next to me and Sheila.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, boy, that's...
Three's a crowd.
Yeah.
So Sheila is...
It's his first wife.
Okay, so there's a lot of... I'm feeling a lot of love in the room, right? He still loved her?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with this, totally. Yeah. I mean, he promised her that. I have no problem with that.
With what?
I mean, I have no problem with him being buried with her, like he had originally planned.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, he says he wants me to be buried there, too. And I'm just not interested in being in some sort of eternal threesome. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's forever.
Yeah, eternal. You know, you got to have breakfast.
Yeah.
Wow. This is highly unusual. So you don't want to be buried with them, and he's already got that plot, so he's got reservations for two.
Yes, right.
Right.
Can we add up a third party? Yeah.
But we could add a third party, and you want no part of that.
No, I mean, I'm fine with having my own plot, but, I mean, it's not going to be close to him. I mean, the cemetery's kind of, you know, that whole area is kind of sold out.
So how's he feel about it?
I mean, he's just devastated, totally devastated. And I feel bad, but it's just too weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, he says, well, you know, we raised our families together, you know, raising the kids. And, you know, Sheila loved you and you love Sheila. And, you know, what's the big deal?
Wow.
But it is to me. I mean, it's a big deal to me. And I just really do not know what to do.
It really is strange.
Oh, but is it? I wonder if people have these arrangements.
I wonder what happens. It's probably not uncommon, right?
I mean,
for people who've remarried
after,
like you said, the widow, you know, has passed.
And then you fall in love with somebody else and you want to be with them. And it's like, hey.
Wow. Okay, Sally, that's a highly unusual problem. I'm sorry he's upset about it.
Yeah, how can she make him feel better, or how can you feel better about the eternal threesome?
Right. Okay.
Usually it's death till you part.
I don't know.
Sally doesn't want to lay down.
Yeah.
No. Right, Sally?
There it is.
There it is, everyone.
Okay.
You were in awe.
Had you right till then, huh, Sally? Okay. Look, stay tuned. Here's what my sincerest hope is. You've got a long time to make this decision, right?
There's that's true.
Plenty of time, so things might change.
Yep.
We'll find out, but stay tuned, Sally. 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help one of our longtime listeners out there. Sally, stay tuned, okay?
I will.
Sally doesn't want to lay down. Not with Sheila. That's weird.
Well,
there's going to be three buried together in his mind. So what should she do? One of her options, she said, is just to get her own plot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he can come visit, I guess. And
oh, my God.
I don't know how that works.
No, it's... you know, it'd be interesting, too. Like, how do the kids feel? About that? Visiting Sheila and the new wife?
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because she is the new wife.
Right.
So what do you say? Sally's listening number here is 888-410-1057. What advice would you give? Because, it is, like I said, it is unusual, but I'm surprised it's not more usual. Because when you remarry, especially if you've had a long prior marriage and the person died... Wasn't like you divorced.
Oh, no. Burial plots like parties. The more the merrier.
Okay. 888-410-1057. WROR 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 752. Morning Court's in session. We talked to Sally. Kind of a different problem where she's married to a gentleman who lost his first wife. I guess he's a widower.
Yep.
And Sally knew her. So her husband of today thinks they should all get buried together when the time comes. Mm-hmm. And he's invited her to join his ex.
It's an exclusive invitation.
It really is. Yeah. So it's now a party of three down there is what he's hoping for. Mm-hmm. Sally doesn't like it. So, Edward, what do you have to say to Sally, Ed?
Well, I think that what they should do is make an arrangement. Whoever passes away first, because somebody could pass away before, you know, if she passes away first.
Yep.
Then he should promise to give her her own plot away. Mm-hmm. And if he passes away, she can she might meet somebody else and want to be buried somewhere else anyway, that he can be buried with his first wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think she should yes him to death right now. Just
don't we?
Yes, dear. And then do what she wants, because
that's what we do.
Yes, yes, what you do.
And then we just do what we want.
But I like your style, Ed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good stuff, Ed. We'll pass it on. All right, let's say hi to John. John, what do you say?
Yeah, my wife's grandfather lost his first wife, and they were friends. His second wife, they were friends. When he passed away, they had him cremated, and half his ashes are buried with the first and half with the second.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That is multitasking.
That's Solomon
wisdom.
On a totally
different
level. Split grandpa in half. Right? I mean, well, look at it that way. I mean, you know,
it worked for both of them, so.
They split the assets. I like it. It worked for both.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. The second wife, you know, she passed after him, but she was, you know, totally happy and agreeable with the situation.
That's good. So the other question I have, John, is were the wives cremated as well?
The second wife was. I'm not sure about the first wife. Mm. She passed before I ever met my wife's grandfather.
Okay. So you just kind of commingle, split them up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, a little mix and match.
Well, then, if she gets a plot by herself, if Sally does,
yeah,
she could, you know, split her husband back and forth.
The plot thickens. That's good.
It does thicken. Yes. Thanks, John. Good advice. I can't believe we're talking about this. I really can't. You know what I mean? It's
interesting, and there are a lot of options.
Do you have any plans?
What, for me to be dead?
Well, no. I mean, have you ever talked about that?
Yeah, I want to be cremated.
You want to be cremated?
Dave wants to be buried with his second wife.
Would you like to call Morning Court? You don't care.
Yeah, I don't know if he's picked her out yet. Maybe it's meant to pick the plot, but the second wife, I'm not sure.
He's so funny. He thinks he's going to go last, huh?
He's Italian. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that. All right, 755 888-410-1057. There's options. Sally has options.
Keep your options open.
All right. I want you to want me.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player from Revere. It's Victor. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Victor, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Revere. Married to my wife, Tom, for about 20 years. And, yeah, we work for an HVAC company. I'm a local 25 Teamsters union. I'm excited to play.
All right.
He came to play. Victor, we hope you're victorious, okay? So, you know how it works. Get all 10 right. We'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, Victor, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to go.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
Osteoporosis primarily affects what?
Osteoporosis. A pass.
A Big Mac is two all-beef patties on what kind of bun?
Special sauce is cheese on a sesame bun.
What is the handicap of a scratch golfer?
Pass.
Who is the little green sage in the Star Wars franchise?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Who is the little green sage in the Star Wars franchise?
Yoda.
Boo-Boo is the companion of which cartoon character?
Yogi Bear.
On which U.S. coast can redwood trees be found?
With coastal pass.
What is Bill Gates' soon-to-be ex-wife's name?
Melinda.
What billionaire piloted the first hot air balloon ever to cross the Atlantic?
Billionaire pass.
What was Little Miss Muffet eating?
Eating curds and whey.
Ooh, good job at the buzzer.
Not a good breakfast, curds and whey.
Nope. You like cheese.
Victor, you did 6 correct. You passed a few times. I know your strategy was to pass and come back, but we ran out of time.
Yeah, so nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. You
just
should
just pass, so
tell
feel good.
At work. I got none wrong.
Osteoporosis primarily affects the bones. The handicap of a scratch golfer is 0. On which U.S. coast can redwood trees be found? That's the West Coast. And what billionaire piloted the first hot air balloon ever to cross the Atlantic? Richard Branson.
You went on to start Virgin Airlines, right?
And I knew two of them.
Yeah.
Darn it.
That makes it tough. You ran out of time, my friend, but that's okay. Yeah. You didn't do any wrong.
I had an absolute blast.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, it gets better, Victor, because you're so close to the Encore there in Everett, and you're in Revere. Why don't you head on over with a $50 gift card to On Deck Burger Bar. Sound good? Yeah,
sounds,
you know, I was there just a few weeks ago, and let me tell you, those burgers are unbelievable. Of course, you know, I'm watching what I eat, so I had the burger salad.
I'll be up and missed out, so.
I know. So did you listen yesterday? I did miss out. Yeah. They didn't invite me.
Next time.
Listen all the time.
She doesn't want to be seen with us.
Thank you very much.
No.
I met three new friends, and
You're a good guy, Victor. Hey, Victor, I've got a HVAC question.
Oh, boy.
For our listeners. No, not for me, for our listeners. Now, should you have just a general service every year on your AC, or you let it slide? What do you recommend?
I would recommend every year.
There you go, guys.
Okay, there
free
you
advice
have it.
From Victor.
Thank you.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's good.
Only the advice is free.
That's right. Thanks, Victor.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, stay cool, huh? Okay. $50 for Victor going to the On Deck Burger Bar, featuring an expansive menu of game day inspired cuisine. Seriously, it's fun. They've got 33 75-inch televisions. So visit EncoreBostonHarbor.com. It is delicious. And for your chance to win, just go to WROR.com. Sign up to play there. And LBF will have the home version of the game up too.
I will.
Yes, you will. Miss Muffet.
Sir, yes,
On your Tuffet. There you go.
I need a Tuffet.
You
That's
do
what
need
I'm
a
missing.
Tuffet, yeah. Okay, Brian, 811, what do you got?
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, Morning Court's in session. We talked to Sally a little bit earlier. She's got this a unique issue that we haven't dealt with before, and that is Sally is married to a gentleman whose wife had died previously, and they'd already bought a plot for the eternal resting
place.
Thank you. I have to choose my words.
It's all right. Don't be afraid.
So she's not that thrilled, and here's what she had to say about being together forever down there.
He just said to me, real matter of fact, well, you should be buried next to me and Sheila. It's his first wife. I mean, I have no problem with him being buried with her like he had originally planned. I'm just not interested in being in some sort of eternal threesome. It's just kind of weird.
It's one way of putting it. Okay, so she's not sure what to do. She wants to, you know, appease the husband and let her know she's sensitive that, he did have a previous wife who passed. But she just doesn't want to be all down there together.
Yeah, that's a part.
I don't blame her. It's her thing. So looking for solutions. We're solutions-based, right?
Yes,
the
we
solution
are. Your
center.
Solution center, yes.
That's it. Brian, we have Rose first.
Yep.
All right, Rose, what do you say?
Well, yes. My husband passed away 7 years ago, and I have a double plot for him and I. Mm-hmm. And I'm serious with my boyfriend, who I've been seeing for about 5 years. And we've discussed it. When he passes, he wants to be cremated. But he can go in the casket with us being cremated. I know it sounds kind of weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
But if you're cremated, they just have to dig like an extra, I don't know what they have to do. But they said, you can go with Rose and her husband.
Wow.
So I don't have a problem with it. I asked my older daughter, and she said, who cares? You're dead.
Dead
at that point.
Wow. You know,
so she's the pragmatic one.
Yeah. Okay.
I do understand how she feels, though. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we had the same conversations, and I was like, is that kind of creepy? But then at the end of the day, we're all going the same place.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, Rose. Thank you. That's good. She'll be glad to hear that.
Thanks,
she goes
Rose.
in that direction. Okay. Hopefully,
thanks.
It'll be a long time for you as well.
Exactly.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Hi, Kathy. Any advice for Sally today?
Yeah, it's not that uncommon a problem. And first, you work backwards. So if cremation is okay, she could just sort of cave in and just have a little bit of her cremains sprinkled with both of them. And so that makes him happy, but she can go where she wants.
Ah, right. Like Jimmy's, could, just light sprinkle.
Oh, God.
My.
Just a light. Yeah. Eternal God. Sunday.
Yes. Just a sprinkle or two.
However,
yeah.
You could always do what my husband and I are going to do.
Sorry, Kathy, what? LBF's getting silly here.
Well, you could always do what my husband and I are going to do, because we're funeral directors. We each have our own family plot where we really kind of want to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've decided that the last one standing gets to pick.
Ah.
So, I mean, odds are sort of in Sally's favor. If you look at analytics, usually women outlive the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a non-issue. She can just kind of do what she wants when the time comes.
Right. Yes.
She
could just say to the husband, yes, of course.
Sure, absolutely.
You betcha.
Yeah, you just... Yeah.
Who knows? She might remarry again.
Might as well start now yessing him.
To death, right?
To death.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
Okay, all right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
We are bad. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you have a similar case to Sally.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, my husband's first wife died, and we got married, and they already have a plot, and I didn't. So we talked about it also because of all of this, and we're getting older too. So sure. I mean, it sounded just like, you know, the previous one sounded just like us.
Yeah.
And we are going to be buried in the same plot. We're both, his first wife was buried, and my husband and I are going to be cremated, and we will be in the same plot, all of us together.
Oh. And you don't care.
It doesn't bother me.
You don't care at all, right?
No, I figure we'll be wherever we are, and I don't think when we're dead we're going to really care where we're laying.
Go ahead and talk directly to Sally then, Karen, because you're the perfect call for her situation. Make her feel better.
Oh, well, Sally, I really understand where you're coming from. When my husband and I first got married, I thought about it and was like, well, I don't know what I want to do with this. But then the more I thought about it, and we did go to the funeral director and discuss it, and we really decided it was less expensive.
Uh-huh.
He's already paid for it. It's all paid for.
So will the stone have all your names on it?
Yes. And we did speak to the children, to his kids, and they're fine with it. And so, yes, it'll say, you know, his name and both of our names.
Wow.
Does it make it easier for everyone to find each other in the afterlife if you're all going the same place?
You know.
Hopefully.
Right, exactly.
Hopefully we're going to...
That's good. Karen, that's a great call. She'll make her feel better about
it. Yeah, that's
great. I like it.
That's really great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Hopefully it's a long time from now.
I do, too. I hope so, too.
Yeah, we all do. Okay. Bye. Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
How about that? Karen coming through with some great wisdom.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you say?
Well, I think the husband should listen to Sally, because you know what they say, happy wife, happy afterlife.
Oh, see, there it is. You don't want that eternal, right?
Right.
You want a happy afterlife.
Right.
Isn't
Everyone
that right?
Does.
Everybody's shooting for that. Hey, that's good, Joe. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll take one more call, because Kim, what do you have to say about it for Sally?
So I think that she needs to decide on her own terms. I was walking, as strange as it is, I was walking through a cemetery yesterday. I live across the street from one. And I saw a tombstone that had husband, and then it said wife and wife. And I was mind-boggled. I thought it was the most bizarre thing in the world.
Wow. Wife and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Did you, I guess...
And I'm just wondering she needs to decide on her own.
What were the years of, like, how did they determine? Was it the first wife and then second?
Yeah, there was a first wife and she passed away. Mm. And then it looked like a remarriage, but it looked like there was a baby as well. So there was something in there.
God.
I want more information if I'm the one buried first. So it's like
this
Dave
isn't
Falcone
Dateline.
And Lauren Falcone first. Number one, broke him in. He's nice to you because of me.
Okay.
And then Brittany.
He's nice to you. And then what?
Brittany. Brittany.
Oh, Brittany Andrew, yeah. You know what? We've often said, you know, Kim, there are no Brittanys under 50. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
If you're Brittany and you're over 50, call me.
Yeah, right.
You are a rare unicorn. Yes, you are. Hey, Kim, that was a great call. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Appreciate that. I don't know why she's walking through cemeteries.
No, cemeteries are beautiful.
Is that what you're
doing?
They're
quiet.
And she's hung up. Wow, that's weird, just walking through.
Oh, that's nice. They're pretty.
It is peaceful. You don't have to worry about, you know, traffic or anything, I suppose.
No.
Okay, let's get into some dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Big, big stuff yesterday.
Yeah, speaking of the end.
Oh.
The end of a marriage. And the beginning of a dating website thing for Ben.
You think Bill is going to be dating a Brittany, don't you?
Oh, I know
Brittany
it.
Gates. Okay. All right, dirty laundry next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 8:40 and 9 o'clock hour. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Genesis. Back in concert. They're going to be at the TD Garden December 15th of this year. So there we go. We're back. Concert's coming back. Listen for the cue to call in the 9 o'clock commercial-free hour. But right now, we got laundry to do, and there's lots of it. LBF getting her hands dirty. Here we go.
All right, it's brought to you by Spring Meadow Nursery. We've got the big split of the day, why Ben Affleck needs his Wi-Fi taken away. But first, Gwyneth Paltrow's annoying. Here's why. I didn't have to look hard. She was swept in the back door of the DMV in California, outside 50 people waiting in line. And she just scoots right in the back and then comes out 10 minutes later with a new license and the same annoying attitude.
Head of line privileges for Gwyneth.
She said that being a celebrity is very upsetting. Really? Ask that.
Yesterday?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, being a celebrity in the spotlight my whole life has been very upsetting.
50 people waiting. She just
swooped in. Although, can I just say one thing that's useful? I feel like she's giving us a glimpse of what the... You know how skinny jeans are out?
Okay.
She's wearing jeans that I think are going to be the ones that are coming back in. Mm. High-waisted boyfriend jeans with the... with the hems rolled up, kind of like she's wading through water. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Can I tell you, though?
What's that?
I was at a mall recently, and I was going to buy a stranger some pants.
Why?
Because I thought there were so many holes in them. I thought this poor girl.
Yeah. Shredded.
Poor girl.
They're from the 90s, early 90s. I love it.
Seriously.
The best.
Are they?
I love them. Like these really faded, worn out jeans.
Let's buy this girl a pair of pants.
No, let's not.
And she said, those are more than you would ever spend on.
Yes, so they are. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Figure that one out.
Okay. I've already been there. I've lived through that trend, girls.
Okay.
It's fun, but it's expensive. All right. Ben Affleck. Good Lord. That guy's love life is off the charts these days. He's scooting back and forth to his ex J-Lo's while she breaks up with A-Rod and see what's going on. And then yesterday, Naveen Jay, this young girl from Hollywood who played a sorority girl in Neighbors and is the author of the love story Crybaby, was on Raya. I have to figure that out. It's the celebrity dating app for beautiful people.
Yeah.
And she wrote, thinking of the time I matched with Ben Affleck on Raya and thought it was fake, so I unmatched him and he sent me a video on Instagram. And this is what it said.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Let me tell you something. You're suspect.
So there's a video of that on that TikTok that she did of Ben Affleck.
How old is Naveen?
She's probably in her early to mid-20s.
Well, you know what? I'll go to the Google and you tell me your last name, please.
Naveen J. NiveJay. She's probably lying about her age.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But Ben, I don't want him to be doing this. It's beneath him. He's Ben Affleck. He's an Academy Award winner. He directed Argo, for crying out loud. He has three children and was married to that beautiful soul, Jennifer Garner. Stay out of people's DMs. They're dirty. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Naveen. And she didn't mean to embarrass him, but she did.
Spell the last name?
J-A-Y.
Okay. Like Jay.
Yeah. Hey, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced, and I'm kind of upset about it because they've been married for 27 years, and I'm like, why? Why would you do it now? But apparently they can no longer live with each other. I think it might have been the pandemic. I forgot that part of it. They had to spend the past year together, not really going anywhere, I imagine, going to all their fancy places and all that stuff. Apparently, I don't think he's an easy person to be married to. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Because she wrote in her book about how they had the that foundation together, and how she said working together at the foundation has made their relationship better. He's had to learn how to be an equal, and I've had to learn how to step up and be an equal. See what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
See, read between the lines
$130
right there.
$130 billion they're going to have to split up. And I don't think they had a prenup.
They didn't.
No prenup.
Well, okay. You know what? They don't want anything messy because they're above. They're, again.
I think so.
He's going to be sliding into Raya's DMs, though. I know
so?
It. Naveen's going to be like, I thought you were catfishing me.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, I'm telling you.
No age on Naveen, but like I said, probably young.
Young.
Too young for Ben.
Too young for Ben. Too young for Bill, but he'll try.
No, we did, definitely.
You know what's going to happen.
I don't think so, LBF. I think that's where you're wrong.
Bronson and I have a bet.
We do.
I think that Bill Gates is going to go for the Jeff Bezos school playbook of divorce and go after a siliconed up, big-lipped Botox woman.
I say no. I think Bill is going nerd, all out nerd, like someone he could
just
read
like
with and go to Cafe Nero and have cappuccinos and discuss relativity.
That's what you want to do.
That's it. I do that.
You and Bill can get together.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, Jack.
Hey.
Good stuff there,
thank
LBF.
You.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Journey, any way you want it. That's what Bill's going to say to Linda. Melinda Gates.
Melinda.
Any way you want it, Melinda. Because there's no prenup, so she's going to have a big chunk. And $130 billion in assets.
Melinda with an M, the billion with a B.
That's right. Thank you. It's not Belinda with millions, it's Melinda with billions. Thank you, Brian. I'll never forget it. I like it. So they had no prenup. $130 billion to share and assets just unbelievable. You know, from their $100 million home on Seattle, the lake there.
They couldn't sell that house.
$63 million Gulfstream jet. Maybe they'll split usage of it. Anyway,
it's obnoxious how much money they
have. That's not obnoxious. You earned it.
$63 million for a jet. That's just for the jet.
It's a Gulfstream.
Not even the fuel, not even the pilot, not even the food, not even the nuts.
No. No, that's for the nuts.
Yeah, that's just peanuts. Yeah,
just peanut price going up. So they're going to split that $130 million. The lawyers win.
Well,
lawyers win,
I think,
as always.
As I was reading Twitter, that the lawyers, no one's going to like get rich and fat off this. I think what was done was probably just done, and now they announced it, and it's over.
Yeah.
It's not going to be some sort of long, drawn-out fight. There's no custody. There's nothing.
A lot of money, though, but we have a caller with us with an idea. What to do with the money, right?
Okay.
What's your idea?
We were just talking in the office. If Bill Gates gave everybody $1 million just in the United States, he'd still walk away with millions.
Oh, you did the math. Okay.
Isn't that
I thought you were going to hit us with some real math, you know? Because there's
134 billion.
Well, there's 330 million people in the country, so you'd have to give away 330.
330 million.
Yeah, but he's
no,
gonna...
you wouldn't. That's only 330 million. You'd have to give away 330 million. Got it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's
where, details.
That's a lot. How much is 330, right?
That's right. You're so smart.
It's crazy, though.
See, people get tripped up on 330. That's easy peasy, but no.
Yeah.
You got to give away 330 million.
Still, you can give it away.
Is that more than he's got, though?
Yeah.
You got to be worth 320 billion. So only half of us, right? The better half.
No.
Yeah, women.
Yeah. Okay. Giving half to women. Well, one woman.
Okay. So the better half should get it. Got it. Okay, good.
Yeah, good.
All right. Yeah, 330 million is what he'd have to give each of us. A million apiece, if you were to do it that way.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
I get it, but he has too much money. But he's going to give it all away by the time he dies,
yeah,
right?
Give it away now. Hey, coming up while we're commercial free, wait for your shot to call in. We got tickets to Genesis in concert at the Garden December 15th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.